To Revelations 2, beginning with verse 1. I want God this year to shake me to the very core. Amen. And give me clear 2020 vision. Amen. Praise God. Hey, if Barbara Walters can say it for years and finally she gets to say it, I'm going to stand and say it tonight. I'm going to believe God for 2020. Amen. Praise God. 2020 vision to see what He wants to do through our lives. And I believe this message tonight will speak the heartbeat of God to us. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write these things, saith that he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne and hast patience for my name's sake, hast labored and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and I will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. I want to speak on this topic, the offense God has toward a great church. The offense God has toward a great church. Lord, I pray that you will just touch us tonight with the word of God that you've touched me with, Lord God, to bring to this place tonight, this great church, Lord. And I ask you, Lord, to just help us, Lord, to take it into our heart, Lord, and apply it, Lord, personally in our lives, Jesus, and allow you to minister, Lord, this year. Give each and every one of us a 2020 vision of your spirit and of your plan on this earth. We pray it in the name of Jesus. Have your way tonight. Let's worship him right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness, for your mercy, for your blessings, God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Ephesus was a famous city in the ancient world, which with an equally famous church. Ephesus was the city where Paul ministered for 3 years in Acts 19:1. It says, and it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto what then were ye baptized? Telling you what, baptism is important. And they said, unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. I'm telling you about a church that was on fire for God and great things was happening. The Holy Ghost was being poured out. Amen. People's lives were being changed and they were gladly receiving the word and following the ways of God. It was a powerful, powerful church in Ephesus. And in Acts 10, 44, it says, "And while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished. And many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God." Hallelujah. "And then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. And then prayed he them to tarry certain days." Amen. A lot of great things again happening in this church in Ephesus. Amen. The presence of God coming to a whole different dialect of people. Amen. Aren't you glad here tonight that God didn't hold it to the Jews? Amen. He just didn't hold it to a select group of people, but he chose to reach out to the whole world with the gospel. It was that city where Aquila and Priscilla with Apollos ministered. And Acts 18, it says, "And a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scripture, came to Ephesus. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in the spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John." Let's hold right there. See, there's a lot of people in this world that are sincere with everything that they preach about. They preach it with all of their hearts because it's all they know. They love God. They have a relationship, amen, of what they know, and they're preaching it with diligence and love and fervency. But they need some more of the Word of God to be saved. "This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in the Spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly." Amen. Hallelujah. The man received a revelation from God when he saw, and it was straight out of the Word of God. So he didn't balk at the Word of God. He said, "Man, if there's something in there that I need, then I'm going to receive it. I want it. I'm not going to fight against the Word of God." And he received that word and began to preach the gospel everywhere he went. They expounded the way more perfectly. It was the city where Paul's close associate Timothy ministered. In 1 Timothy 1 and 1 through 3, it says that Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God, our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope, unto Timothy, my own son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus when I went to Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that teach no other doctrine. Amen. They believed in the apostles' doctrine. And they were instructed to preach that and that alone. Amen. There wasn't 50 ways to go into the kingdom. Amen. God had given his 12 disciples a message to preach. And this Ephesus church was well in their way on preaching the doctrine that Jesus Christ had laid out to them. They preached it with all that was within them. And many things happened. Powerful things were happening. The Holy Ghost fell as they spoke the word. The power of God touched lives. They received the Holy Ghost speaking with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. Amen. They received revelation of the baptism of the name of Jesus. And they didn't just, oh, that's for so and so and that's for them back then. No, they arose and were baptized. Amen. Powerful church was taking place in Ephesus. Their music was great. Their preaching was powerful. And they were a friendly group of people. Very willing to help. Just like right here. Amen. Church of Pentecost. Amen. This church had a great knowledge of the word and could discern good and evil. Amen. Jesus knows our works. Amen. He knows what you're involved in. He knows what you got going on in your life. Amen. He knows how well you're doing and what you feel God has called you to do. Amen. He knows that you're capable of doing great things for him. And he sees, hey, this church has got something going on. Church of Pentecost has got something going on. Amen. We got good music. We got good preaching. We got men that understand doctrine and understand truth and can discern when somebody's preaching. Hey, that maybe that's a little off than what the word says. Amen. We are like, much like this Ephesus church. Jesus knows though. And he says, your works and your labor and your patience. Jesus knows what this church is doing. Amen. Patience. They worked hard for the Lord and they have godly endurance. Patience is a great ancient Greek word of humpomone, which means steadfast endurance. We think of patience. We think of, oh, don't pray for that. Where in the scripture does it say not to pray for patience? I need steadfast endurance in my life. Amen. And I believe the people that are sitting in this room right now have steadfast endurance in doing the work of God. Coming to church faithfully. Amen. Paying your tithes and living a holy life and talking to God on a regular basis. Getting into His Word. In this church, in the sense of this church, they were rock solid. This was a good church. The church of Ephesus. Amen. In Revelation 4, Jesus cuts to the chase though. In our text, He says, you are a great church and you have a lot of good things going for you, but I have one thing against you. You have left your first love. Notice he said left and not lost. You have left your first love. Amen. When you have left your first love, despite all the good in Ephesus church, there is something seriously wrong. They had left and not lost their first love. They once had love that they don't have anymore. This can be described as a definite and sad departure. What was our first love? Church of Pentecost. What was your first love? I'm going to tell us what our first love was. Amen. Go turn to Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. It says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all of Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Amen. My first love was when I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost and I wanted to tell somebody about it. I wanted to witness. I couldn't wait to get home and tell somebody. I couldn't wait to share what I had with somebody else. Amen. Can you remember, Brother Pritt, when God filled you with the Holy Ghost, you couldn't wait to go tell your family members about the power of the Holy Ghost, Brother Donnie? And when God filled you with the Holy Ghost, you wanted to tell your friends and tell your family members about it. Amen. Because it done something for you. It changed your life. It picked you up out of a desperate situation and you changed. Amen. You were hopeless and Jesus found you. You were dead in your sins and God picked you out of that stinking mess and turned your life around. That, my friend, was your first love. Of a witness that we had a hunger and a desire to tell everybody about it. Hallelujah. Jesus said to this Ephesus church, they had left their love to witness. Church, we have left our love to witness. Remember when you first received the Holy Ghost. Amen. And get excited about it again. Amen. Hallelujah. You ought to have an excitement about the greatest thing on earth. Amen. It is God, Spirit on the inside of you. Jesus is speaking to us tonight that we, if we don't repent and get back to witnessing, he will remove the candlestick from the church. Hallelujah. He will remove his spirit from us. Amen. We'll continue to go on and have good music and we'll continue to go on and be friendly and we'll continue to go on and just have a club if, as you will. But his spirit, well, he will not reside there. This candlestick represents the Holy Ghost. Amen. This anointing of God, this power of God, this fire from heaven. Amen. God's Spirit working among us. Amen. Hallelujah. I want His Spirit working among us. Hallelujah. The Spirit that gave us the ability to get all things right. That He has described. In these words of these men that were doing these wonderful things and power of God was being felt. Aren't you glad you come into the house of God? You feel His presence. Amen. Aren't you glad you know He's here? Amen. But look around. Look around at the empty seats. There's people out there that are lost. There's people out there that don't have any hope unless you tell them about this Holy Ghost power that Jesus Christ has given you. Amen. And has changed you when you were desperate in your need, when you were desperate in your life. And if you didn't get something in your life, you weren't going any farther. Amen. But God sent somebody to you and God brought somebody to you. Oh, I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful that on that rainy day that God sent somebody to my father and knocked on his door. Amen. Pastor Ray went out there with that hunger burning inside of him to tell somebody, to witness the power of the Holy Ghost and say, come on, come on to church. God wants to do something mighty in your life. Oh, thank God that he did not just sit back and say, no, we got good church. We got great things happening. We're a friendly bunch of people. Amen. We give. We're blessing the kingdom of God. No, it wasn't enough. Amen. But he loved. He wanted to keep on taking the witness that God had put upon him and tell somebody about Jesus Christ so that the world could be saved. Amen. I pray tonight that God's Spirit would get a hold of us and shake us to the core and say, come on, if you don't get back, if you don't repent, if you don't come back to me, I'm going to take my spirit out. I'm out of here. Think back, saint of God, hallelujah, where you were when Jesus found you. Amen. Where you were, what shape of mind you were in. Jesus is speaking to us, that we better repent and get back to witnessing. He will remove the candlestick from the church. God's Spirit's working among us. And that Spirit that gave us these things will continually bless you if you'll repent. And you'll say, God, I'm coming back to my first love, my hunger. Renew my hunger. Renew my desire. Renew my love to tell somebody about this wonderful gift. Amen. Renew it in me, Jesus. Come on, church. Hallelujah. You need a renewing of God's Spirit in you. This is not just for the ministers in this place that hold a UPC license. Amen. If you are baptized in Jesus' name, you are a minister. Amen. You are called of God to reach somebody with this precious gospel. Hallelujah. We have a lot of good things going, church, right here. I'm thankful for what we have. I'm thankful what God is doing among us. We're growing and we're seeing God do great things, but we're facing a new year and I want to see God get a hold of us more than we ever have been and let God's Spirit draw us back. Amen. Draw His presence back into our midst. Reaching the lost was the reason Jesus came to earth and did what he did. It wasn't so that you could just feel comfortable and have a great church family to get near. No. It's so you can bring someone else that's hurting. Amen. Imagine what kind of church we can have if you fill this place with hurting people. People that are marriages are broken up. Amen. People that are strung out on drugs and alcohol and don't have no hope in their life. Amen. Imagine they were sitting in this place. People that, amen, would lay cigarettes down on the altar. Amen. And whatever vice that is controlling their life. Amen. And makeup run down the face of people whose hearts are broken because they need a God, a Savior that would touch them. Amen. And you are the one that are sitting next to them wherever you go in your life. Amen. You are that one that can reach them. Amen. With your witness, with your love, with what God has so graciously given you. Hallelujah. Luke 19:10 says, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. That's it. That was his purpose. That was his heartbeat. That was his longing, is to reach lost people. And I'm here to tell us, if we don't get back to doing the heartbeat of God, God says, I'm out of here. I'm out of here. I'm not going to dwell in the midst of a people that have lost their love for witnessing about me. If someone is lost, that means they haven't obeyed the gospel. They haven't obeyed. They haven't repented and been baptized in Jesus' name and haven't received His Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Amen. That's the gospel. The death, the burial, the resurrection. That's the entrance into the kingdom of God. Nicodemus asked, he says, Jesus, what must I do to have eternal life? He says, you must be born again of water and spirit, or you cannot even see the kingdom of God. Amen. I'm here preaching a gospel that will give you water birth and spirit birth. Amen. A brand new walk with God. Amen. And you all have received this great message. Hallelujah. It is for everyone. They haven't repented. You, my friend, have received this Holy Ghost, and you have it in your life, and you've grown accustomed to it. But we need to shake ourselves. And we need to let it get a burning and a fresh and a new in us. Amen. And get that fresh power to witness. Oh, can you just remember back how excited you were when God filled you with the Holy Ghost? It didn't matter who was around you. You wanted to tell them about the gospel of Jesus Christ. You didn't even know how to tell them about it. All you knew is, man, I don't understand it, but man, I feel good all over. I don't have the desire to do anything that I used to do. Amen. God's Spirit has touched me. Do you remember? Do you remember? Or did all of you come out of the womb just with halos around your head? I remember when I received the Holy Ghost. Amen. Laying on the floor, my brothers and family all around me, rooting me on, praying with me. And God filled me with the Holy Ghost at 12 years old. And man, I thought the whole world was different. Amen. I looked at the moon on the way into the house, and man, it's shining so much brighter tonight. Amen. I thought everybody owed me something. Amen. Because I was just born. Hallelujah. I wanted to tell somebody what happened to me. Amen. That's the first love I'm talking about tonight. That excitement, that zeal that we have left. Amen. And we have, because of whatever has transpired in our life, whatever has distracted us in our life. Amen. Whatever has made us comfortable in our life, we have lost the desire to tell somebody about this Holy Ghost that we possess, this Spirit of God that's burning inside of us, that can help the most unruly person, and it can bring them to their knees if they'll surrender to it, and God can fill them with His Spirit, and they can begin to preach the gospel. Hardcore sinner. Amen. Can be changed by the gospel of Jesus Christ, can be renewed, can be set free, can be delivered if they'll receive the wonderful message of baptism in Jesus, repentance, baptism in Jesus' name, and infilling of His Spirit. Hallelujah. Anything is possible. Hallelujah. What has caused us to walk away or to leave our desire to witness? Lack of compassion. We lack compassion for the lost. You got yours. You're going on. You got what you need. I can just sit back and eat pizza and just have a good time. And man, we got good church. Listen to these guys. We got good friends. If I need any of you, I'll call you up and you come right on. But what about them that don't know? What about those ones that do not know of this great hope that we have, lost and apart from Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. We rarely consider those who do not obey Christ will be lost. Did you think about that tonight when you came into this place, when you drove down this road, at every house you pass by, if they don't know, hear this gospel, that they are lost and going to hell? Amen. They are not going to know of the goodness of Jesus Christ and His mercy and His love if we don't tell them. Hallelujah. 2 Thessalonians 1:9. These people, this is what's going to happen. It says, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. Lord, help us tonight that whatever has caused us to leave our first love, God, that we can find out what it is and remove it and repent from it and turn back and get it right, Lord God, so that we could get more excited about telling people about Jesus Christ, so they that way will not be forever lost in destruction in their own lives. Hallelujah. Stir us up tonight. Or is it we just don't care that much? We might say we care, but we rarely cry out to God for the salvation of our lost neighbors, co-workers, or classmates. Our prayers are full of God. Bless me, God. Bless my job, Lord. Bless my family, God. Help me, Lord God, so that I can do greater and have blessings more, so that I can go on a greater vacations, Lord God, so that I can do better things. Or is it, God, my neighbors are lost. Look at me, God. I'm saved. I'm going to church, Lord, but my neighbors are lost. They're dying. They're not knowing You, God. Help me, God. I'm talking to me as well. Lord, get me on my face and pray and seek You, Lord God, so that I can hear Your voice and so that I can go to that one that You know of, God, that is hungry, that is really hungry for Your love and for Your mercy and for Your goodness. I'm telling you, they're out there. Amen. They're out there. I just talked to one just yesterday. Amen. This young lady was an atheist. Amen. She was telling me her testimony in the line yesterday. Her name's Jessica, just brand new in the church. Amen. And she says, I was an atheist. I didn't even believe in God. Amen. I didn't even believe in God, but one day something just happened. Something happened. I had an experience. She says, I'm tearing up right now just telling you about it. I had an experience, but God revealed Himself to me, and I began a search for God. I went to the Catholic Church, and I went to the Baptist Church, and I studied up on all of them, and I read about them, and I kept reading, and I found a little more, and then I heard about this thing called speaking in tongues, and that really got a hold of me, and I wanted to find out more about it, and somebody I was talking to invited me to this church right here. And the preacher that night, he said, if anybody would like to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost speaking with other tongues, you come right on up here and I'll fill you. God will fill you with the Holy Ghost. And she says, I wanted it. I wanted God. And I walked to that altar and I lifted my hands and God filled me with the gift of the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, if God can do it for an atheist, He can do it for your neighbor. He can do it for anybody. Amen. If you'll believe, I'm telling you, Jesus Christ will reach you. He said, anybody that hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. Hallelujah. I hope you're hungering and searching for more righteousness in your life, because God is willing to fill you. Soul winning is the greatest office in the church. Hallelujah. It's the most important thing in God's eyes. Are you reaching the lost? Hallelujah. Are you reaching somebody for Jesus Christ? I'm the pastor. I need to reach souls. I need to reach people. If you're a Sunday school teacher, you need to be reaching the lost. If you're a piano player, guitar, singer, whatever office you hold in this building, amen, you ought to be reaching lost people. Hallelujah. Hayden, you need to reach the lost. Anybody that has the power of the Holy Ghost, Jesus is waiting on you to come back to the first love of telling somebody about the Holy Ghost. God is telling this church in Ephesus all things you're doing. go back. Return to your first love. Repent, return. I want my spirit to reside with you. Hey man, I don't want to go and find something else. Find someone else. I want to be among you. Amen. But get a hold of what I've given you. Get a hold, get a fresh hunger and a fresh anointing of baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. A fresh baptism of my spirit so that you'll want to tell somebody. Amen. Everything you do is important to God, but soul winning is paramount to everything we do. Got to reach somebody. I've got to tell them about this experience. I got to talk to them about it. The question should not be how long have you been in church, but it should be have you won a soul? It shouldn't be how long have you been a minister, but it should be have you won somebody to Christ? Have you ever had the experience of bringing a new convert, someone that didn't know about Jesus Christ, and they stunk and they smelt like alcohol and cigarettes and all kinds of nasty things that they were involved in, crack cocaine and all that nasty stuff, and you brought them to church and you sat down there with them and they didn't even know how to tie their own tie, amen, they didn't even know how to dress, amen, but you brought them into that church and you saw them get a hunger when the man of God preached the word of God and you saw that desire start to work on their spirit and you seen them all begin tear flow down their face and they begin when the altar call was given, they begin to walk to that altar and repent of their sins. What a joy, I'm telling you, can come over you. Amen. What a peace of God. If you're depressed tonight, get a soul and get them involved in Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you, you won't have depression no more. Amen. If you got something you can't get over, get involved in somebody. Get their lives changed. Bring them to church and see God change their life. Telling you, that's what the gift of the Holy Ghost will do for every person. It'll change you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Church, let's return. Let's return to that hunger, that desire that we once had. Every one of us have had that desire. I've got to tell somebody about this. I can't hold this to myself. I don't care who it is. Church of Pentecost, we must get on our knees and ask God to forgive us. And then we need to return to reaching lost people. Hallelujah. We need to shake ourselves from reaching the same soul that we've been trying to reach for 30 years now. And I'm not against you praying for your loved ones. But if they're rejecting God, God's trying to tell you they're not ready yet. They're not hungry enough. But there's somebody around you. And if you'll get on your knees and start praying and asking God to restore that first love, that joy, that peace in your life, I'm telling you, the Spirit of God can direct you. The Spirit of God can awaken you in the middle of the night and speak to you of who you need to go talk to and who you need to say and when you need to say it. I'm here to tell you, we need to start depending upon the Holy Ghost to not ourselves, amen, not our and wearing ourselves out because we don't know what to do to reach lost people. If we'll just get down and pray and start believing God and say, God, I want you to lead me to a lost soul that is hungry for the gospel that you want to give them. I'm telling you, God will reach the people that are the atheist that is hungry, that atheist that don't know any other way, amen, that is hungry but wants to know. Amen. Hallelujah. God will reach them because they're hungry, they're thirsting, they're desiring righteousness. And Jesus said they will be filled. Whether it's with Ephesus or not, I want to be where God is. Amen. I want to be where the presence of the Lord is. Amen. Let's get hungry. Let's get back. Amen. Let's find our first love. Amen. Jesus is saying to the church of Pentecost, return, repent, and win the lost, or I'm out of here. 2 Chronicles 7:14. It says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. God is so willing to use you to reach the lost. But we've got to return. We've got to return back to that first love that we had. Amen. That first love that we couldn't wait to tell somebody about Jesus' Spirit in our lives. Pray for fresh baptism of witnessing power. Pray that God would overwhelm you with His presence and His mercy and His goodness. Hallelujah. The measure of success in anything we do for God should be someone receiving forgiveness of sins. And should be that they were baptized in the name of Jesus. And did they receive the gift of the Holy Ghost speaking with other tongues? Everything we do, that ought to be the climax of what we do. Amen. When I play the guitar, is somebody being touched by the power of the Holy Ghost? When I teach a Sunday school class, is somebody being turned on the inside to reach lost? When I greet in the hallway, is somebody's heart being touched to reach, to be changed, to be filled with the Spirit of God? I pray tonight that we return. And as I close, I want to change the words to the old song. For above all else, I must be saved. We love to sing that song. It's a beautiful song, and in its right time and right place. But may I change the words just a little bit tonight? For above all else, they must be saved. Okay, as we come to the altar and ask God to help us. For above all else, they must be saved. Lord, whatever You have to do to me, don't let them be lost for eternity. For above all else, they must be saved. Come on, can you sing that? For above all else, they must be saved. You gotta reach somebody. Oh, for above all else, they must be saved. Lord, whatever You have to do to me, don't let them be lost for eternity. For above all else, they must be saved. Can we seek Him right now? Can we ask God to forgive us. Oh God, help us, Lord Jesus, to get that fresh fire, oh, to witness back in our being, Lord Jesus, that fresh desire to not be able to drive by, Lord, when you're speaking to us, oh Lord, but Lord, to follow you, to do your will, to know you, God, to have your spirit in our lives, Jesus. Leading us and guiding us and giving us wisdom and what to say and when to say it and where to go and who to talk to. Come on, God wants to stir the body tonight. He wants to stir Ephesus, the church, the great church, the magnificent church to do great things and return to your love. Come on, if you need the Holy Ghost tonight, God will fill you. God will fill you tonight. If you'll reach out to Him, if your hunger will get a hold of God, He will fill you with the fresh anointing tonight. Come on, if it's been a long time and since you've prayed through in the Holy Ghost, amen, you need to put some things down right now in your life and get a hold of God. Get on your face, saint of God, and cry out for you, Lord God, to show us those that are hungry, those that are dying, those that are being lost, our family members, our friends, our co-workers, oh, our neighbors, God. Oh, if we don't tell them, God, they're not gonna make it. They're gonna burn in a hell, oh, for eternity without you. For above all else, they must be saved. God, you've got to help me to reach them. God, you've got to put a burden in my soul to reach lost people. God, help me to get uncomfortable in my life so that I can share this with somebody that's truly hungry for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Come on, church. God is saying, if you don't get this right, I'm out of here. I'm going to take my spirit to somebody that's hungering and desiring what I have given them, and they are not afraid to preach the gospel to every lost creature. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, come on. Oh, come on. Let 2020 be a brand new start in your life. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, stir us to the core. Stir us to the core, Lord. Oh, don't let us sleep at night, God. Get us uncomfortable in our spirit, Lord God, till we see backslidden people coming to know you, God, afresh and anew, Lord. Till we see, Lord God, those ones that have no hope, those ones that don't know the way, God. Lord Jesus, coming to know you, God, and filling this place, Lord God. Oh, with all kinds of sinner, Lord God. Oh, Jesus, so that they can understand and know you. Burn in us. Oh, a fresh vision. Hallelujah. A fresh vision of what pleases you. Oh, God, of what pleases you, Jesus. Oh, God, I want more of you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, God. Help me to tell somebody. Help me to tell somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. if it wasn't for the urgency of our United States government to rush over to Iraq with those people that were surrounded, and life was urgent for them to rush in and save them, they would have been lost. And that's what's happening all around us. Our friends' little compounds that they have are being under siege of the devil. And until we, as the trained and efficient in warfare in the spirit, know how to get down in business and get there to rescue them, they're going to die. We've got to think lost in everything we do. That's the heartbeat of Jesus. That's the heartbeat of your pastor this year. Let's reach the lost. Let's find a way to reach somebody that is not, doesn't know this gospel. Let that be an excitement come upon us. That first love. Get that giggle back when you got the Holy Ghost. Nothing bothered you. Nothing. It didn't matter. You had the Holy Ghost. You had God's Spirit. That's what we need. That's what's going to renew and birth some things in us. Praise God. Take this with you. Pray over it. Ask God to renew it in you. And help, say, God, help me. Help me to have that vision, that desire afresh. That I can not be comfortable sitting here by myself. I just, something ought to work in us when we're sitting here alone without a sinner next to us. To God, put that in me. Put that uneasiness in me. Give me uncomfortable in my sleep if I'm not winning somebody to you. And I'm telling you, you want to please the heart of God? Do what He loves, what He came to do. God bless you. Amen. Let's tear it up in 2020. Let's see God do great things. Amen. Hallelujah. This Sunday, church as usual,